the Godel, the Chacham is greater. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, I'll bring you proof that the Nevi is still by the Chachamim. Teida, the Yom Agava Rabbi Milsa, a great person says one halacha, or Misamra Mishmeh, the Agava Rabbi Achrina, and another person says over the same thing. How is that possible? Helamai, the second one has Nevi to know what over the, what this first one said. So Mor says, Omer Rava, Rava says, Omer Kusha, what's so hard to understand this? You don't have to come out to be a Nabi for this. Maybe both of them was in the same mazel, therefore they both said like the same thing. El Omer Rav, Rav said like this, hey, they bring you proof. The Yom Agav Rabbi Milsa, a great person says something, and then, Umis Amro Mishmei, the Rabbi Kiva Bar Yosef Kavosi, it was said over the name of Rabbi Kiva Bar Yosef, like him, and Rashi says, Velek Lameima B'nei Chad Mazla Ninu. Here you can't say they're in one mazel. Shari Rabbi Kiva Chochem Imenu Harbe, Rabbi Kiva was much greater than him. So Mara says, Omer Rav Ashi, or my kusha like Dilma Loha Milsa Bar Mazlihu. Maybe for this one thing they had the same mazel, was able to be mechavin what the other one said, but not because of Nevius. So Mara says, El Omer Rav Ashi, Teda bring you proof like this. The Yom Agavra Rabbi Milsa, a great person says something, or Misamra Halach L'Moshe Mesinai Kavosai. And later like we found out that the same thing was said by Halach L'Moshe Mesinai. So how did B'Elamai had Nevius? So Mara says again, no, the Dilma may be Kesuma Biaruba, maybe like he's like a blind person by the window. And knows maybe just not guessed it. So what's the proof again it's not Nevius? Mara says, V'laf time Yoyev, listen, he gives a reason for it. And the reason is the same reason as Lachl Mashim Sinai. So there has to be that there's still Nevius here by the Chachamim. Alright, we'll stop here.
See, we're holding off Yud Beis and Mabeis, five lines down. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, that miyoyim shechorav beis hamikdash nitla nevua min hanaviyim v'nitna l'shaytem l'tinaikas. The mamash that took away the nevua from the neviyim went now to shaytem fools and tinaikas kids. Like sometimes a kid could say nevua, sometimes a shayta could say nevua also. Nevua means they say something now and it has to come true. So what does Gemara mean? L'shaytemai, what's the case that a shayta fool could say nevua? Ki ho de ma baravashi. Like Ma Baravashi, the Koyiv Aristoko de Mechuza. He was walking in the Aristoko, Rashi says, Shuk. He was walking in the Shuk, in the Shus Rabbim of Mechuza. Shemiya Luhu Shaita, he heard from a Shaita, a fool, Tikoma, that he said like this, Reish Mesifta de Moloch de Mosa Mafia, Tiv Yumi Chosim. The Reish Mesifta means the Rosh Yeshiva, that they're going to appoint now in the city, Mosa Mafia, his name is Tiv Yumi. That's the way the Rosh Yeshiva signed his name. In other words, they're changing now, getting a new Rosh Hashiva. So this Shaita said, you know who's going to be the Rosh Hashiva? The one that signs his name, Tavyumi. So Omar, so he said to himself, Ma'abar Avashi said to himself, Man Chosin Tavyumi, Rabbonin, which from the Rabbonin signed the name like this? Who signs that way? I know it's me. So Omar Avashi said and said, Shoma, so Shema Mino, he says like I hear from here, that Lididi, Kaim Ali Shasa, that to me right now it's a good luck for me, like I'm supposed to be the Rosh Hashiva now. So what did he do? Come, he got up, also, and he went to the city. Saad the Yoso, while he was going to the city, before he reached there, Imnu Rabbonin Liyosvei L'Ravacha Midifta Bresha, that the Rabbonin there were thinking about maybe to appoint Ravacha Midifta, he should be the Rosh Hashiva, not Ma Baravashi. So Kivan the Shama the Yoso, When the Rabbanan heard that know that Ma Baravashi was coming, Shoda Zugud Rabbanan Gabe, the Luchabe, that they sent him to Rabbanan to like talk it over with him, like who should we point to Rosh Hashiva? So Akve, Ma Baravashi held the two Rabbanan by him. So what happened? Hoda Shoda Zugud Rabbanan Achrina. Then from Isis from the Yeshiva, they sent him another pair of Rabbanan to talk it over with him. And Akve Gabe, again, Ma Baravashi held back both of them, the two pairs. So far he has four by him. Ademola Be'asara. It happened again and again and again. They kept on sending Rabbanan to him, and he kept on holding them by his house. So what happened was that when he had 10 Rabbanan by his house, then Tosachu Vitani, he started to learn then the Dorosh, and he started to give it Rasha, as if to say, like, he's the Rosh Hashiva. Like, automatically, he started to give the Shir now, he became the Rosh Hashiva. Like you don't start giving a shir or starting a yeshiva less than 10. Therefore, he waited until he had 10, and then he started to say the shir.
So that's what happened. They left Mav Rav Asher to be the Rosh Shiva. So Kori Rav Acha Nafshoi, Rav Acha said upon himself, and as he himself felt dead, that first they were thinking of about making Rav Acha the Rosh Shiva, and then they appointed Mav Rav Asher. So Rav Acha said to himself like this, that Kol Hamarim Loi, whenever they do something bad to you, they're not going to do good to you so easy. In other words, when you have a bad mazel, it's not going to change so easy. Like here, he like lost his position, it's like he doesn't know if he'll get another one. Since they're not appointing me now, he saw that he would never be a Rosh Shiva. But anytime a person has atzlacha, it goes good for him, so it takes a long time until it goes bad for him. It doesn't go bad fast. This was the mitzvah that a shaita said over in the Nevuah. Now the Gemara says, Tinoikis Mai. What's the case of Tinoikis? The Gemara says, Ki ho debas Rav Chizda. Like by the daughter of Rav Chizda. Had the Yasva Bechan Fei Diavua. She was like sitting on her father's lap. She was a young girl. Had the Yasva Kamei Rav of Rami Bachoma. Rav and Rami Bachoma was sitting in front of Rav Chizda. And Rav Chizda's daughter was sitting on his lap. Oh my Lord, like the father was joking, or Chizda said to his daughter, Man mi na yu boyis, which one of these two rabbonim do you want to marry? Omrulesh, she said back to her father, Tavayu, I want to marry both of them. And we'll soon see that's what happened to Taka, that the daughter of Chizda later on in life was married to both of them. But oh my Rav, Rav said, the Yano Basra, I want to be married last. In other words, he figured that if we're both going to be married, we can't do it together. So one's going to marry a person, he's going to die, and then she's going to marry the second one. The Rabbi said, Chapsfes, and said, let me be the second husband. In other words, let the first one die first, and I'll live. So that's what happened. So this is another case that a Yalda Tzinaikis said in the Vua. Oma Rav Avdimi, Demin Chaifa, that Koidem Shiyachal Adam Vyishta, before a person eats or drinks, Yeshla Shtelavavis. He has like two hearts, he has. About the Yacha Shreichal Vashreis, after he drinks and eats, then he has only like one heart.
And the Rabbeinu Geshem explains that two hearts means Shein Liba Miyushev Olof. His heart is not with him. He's hungry. But after he eats, then he has one heart. Then he'll be sharp.
Yes.
So more proves this. Shenemar the pasuk says Ish Novov Yolovev. Novov means like a person is hollow. Then he has like two hearts. In other words, when he's hungry, he like has two hearts. He can't make up his mind. Oksim another pasuk says Novov Luchais. And what does the word nevuv means? Well, metagamina, the targum says it means chole luchen. That is, the luchen is like hollow. As if, just like we said before, if your stomach is hollow, it means you're hungry, then you consider like you have two hearts, you can't make up your mind. Omer afuna v'red Rabbi Yeshua, harogu b'yayin, whoever used to drink in wine, afilu libu yotam kibesula, yayin b'fakhoi. Even though your heart is closed up like kibesula, still wine could open it up. Shneman the pasuk says,
Shenam, the pasuk says, "V'siroish yenuva b'sulais." The mashma wine can even open up like a b'sula. Now, Omar Avuna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, pshita, it's pasuk like this: that chelak v'chor v'chelak poshit yavinen lei echad mitzvah. That when they divide up the Yerusha, so let's say there's a b'chor, and so the b'chor gets two portions. One he gets b'teres a chelak like a regular brother, and one he gets like a per b'chor. So when they give him his two portions, that Yayiv Lei Echad Mitzvah, we have to give him the two fields, one next to another. Pshita, since it's one person getting two fields, Pshita gets them both one next to another. Rashi, Shnei Chalokim Shabachor Noitol, Echad Mishum Bechayro, V'Echad Mishum Pshitus, Yavid Lei Echad Mitzvah, give them one boundary. Zu Eitzel Zu, Shrei Shneiem Chelkehen, for Hen Kechelek Echad. It's like one portion. What about Yovamai? Let's say, when you Miyavim, your brother's wife, so then when the father dies, you get two portions. You get your own portion, and you get your brother's portion, the fact you married his wife. So also, my, what's the luck over here? So you get your two portions, one next to another in your father's Yerusha, or maybe no. It's the same svara, that since you're one person, and you deserve now to get two portions in your father's Yerusha, so pshita, both fields, should be one next to another. My time of Bechor, Kaya Rachmana. What's the reason why? Because the Torah calls the Yavim a Bechor. Says, a Bechor a Shatelet. Rav says, Omakor, the Pasuk says, V'ho Yaha Bechor. No, the Pasuk says that the Yavim should be like a Bechor. So he darshin every yosek yibachor. His being now is like a bechor. In other words, he's like marrying God, he's like taking over. But the yain chalukosek yibachor, when he gets his chalukah, when they divide up, he does not get a portion like the bechor, meaning he doesn't have a right to get the two portions one next to another. See, things that it says no about Yovim, if there's some reasons why they don't want to give him two lands one next to another, he doesn't have a din to get it. Since really the Yovim is like he's taken for two different people. He's taken one portion for himself, and one portion, since he married his brother's wife, he's taken his brother's portion. So they don't have to give him one next to another. Only a Bechor has a right to get two, one next to another. First says, Ahu dizovin arya mitzra devenesiya. One person bought a land next to a Shver's property. That's where he bought a land. Or he bought a land next to his father's land. His father owned property, and the son went on his own and bought the property next to his father's property. So, Ki Kapalgu, later on, when the father dies, and they give out the father's property for Yerusha, so, Omalei Pligali Amitroi, like this son that already bought property next to his father's property, has a right to say, listen, I own this property, so give me now the other property right next to this. Like I want to have two, one next to another. So Amar Rabbi says, "Kegoin zeh kaifan amidas doim." Yes, that's a good taina. Such a thing with kaifan amidas doim. In other words, the other brothers have the right to say no. Like, what difference is it to the other brothers where they get their portion? But for this brother, it makes a big difference. Since this brother already has a portion next to a field, he has the right to say, "I want two fields, one next to another." Mask Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, right? So we ask the question: Amri le, achi malinin le Eloi beinichsei devek. What's going to be if the other brother says, listen, to what this property that you want is very expensive, it's worth a lot, we don't want to give it to you, we want it for ourselves. Rashi says, in other words, this one field happens to be a very, very good field, so we don't want to give it to you, we have a right to have it. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef is right. There's no svar of Chesed Amitah Zayim here. If the other brothers have a reason to say, why this property is very good property, they want it, they have a right to take it. Now the Gemara says, Trei Aryasah are Trei Nagri. Let's say there are two fields on two sides of the ditch of the irrigation canal. Rashi and Beis HaShalchini, it's a field that needs irrigation. There are two brothers now, divide up the father's property, divide up two fields. Each field like has its own canal of water going through it. And one brother wants to get, he has another field next to that field, so he wants to get a second field near his first field. So I'm a rabbi, says, listen, this brother has a right to say that I own another field right next to this field, so I want the field next to it. It's much easier to take care of two fields, one next to another. Gemara says, no. Maskiv lo Rabbi Yosef, zimnin sometimes, tahai madvil v'haile madvil. Even though both fields have their own irrigation, the canal there, but the canals are not equal. Sometimes one canal dries up before the other one. In other words, the other brothers have a right to say, listen, we see that canal and that field is a stronger canal. Therefore, we want it. That's a good taina. Even though you have a taina, your field you own already is next to this field, but so what? But the other brothers say, but this field has a mila, it has a good canal there. We want it. So Marcel's true. Now, let's say there are two fields. And Echad Nagra, there's only one irrigation, one canal going in between the two fields. Some Rabbi Yosef, here for sure. So going there, Koifin Amid is going. If one brother already owns property on the side of one of these two fields, so now that brother says, listen, we're dividing up these two fields, I want the field right next to my property. And the canal is in between the two. So there's no smart, the canal is better for one over the other. The same